Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, along the Front Range in Colorado, fires, Loveland fire, fire now north and west of Lyons, Colorado, Jefferson County, south of Denver. Accident, lightning. It's got to be lightning. Lightning struck twice, three times, and I think there's a fourth fire now. Lightning keeps striking. No human, you know, I think the one in Loveland was supposedly a campfire. And another campfire northwest of Lyons. And probably another campfire in Jefferson County. And another campfire on 270 right in the Commerce City area, grass fire. Lightning keeps striking. There is no visibility is about, let's say here in Johnstown, Colorado, 4 miles. As you head west, visibility is 3 miles. From I-25, you can't see the foothills, you can't see the peaks. So the northern Colorado is burning. Fires in Colorado. Well, I think the top news to begin with is Benjamin Netanyahu, because of the Saturday night massacre of the 4 children in a soccer field by Hezbollah, being backed by Iran. Netanyahu flew back to Israel to oversee the military operations in the days ahead of Saturday's attack. And Netanyahu was given great latitude in how to continue to fight the war, the decisions as to what retaliation there would be. So Israel, the head of Hamas, decided to assassinate Hania, a guy by the name of Ismail Hania. And they haven't made any announcements of whether or not they were behind his death. And they don't need to. Hamas has already pledged to take revenge after the Palestinian militant group's political bureau chief, Ismail Hania, was assassinated in Tehran. The assassination of Ismail Hania clearly had the support and foreknowledge of the United States and the United Kingdom, retired CIA intelligence officer and State Department official Larry Johnson insisted in an interview with Sputnik International. I say that because we also have news reports now coming that the United States and UK warships are headed into the Mediterranean. On one of the U.S. ships is probably a Marine Expeditionary Unit, Johnson said. Last week, Vladimir Putin stated that if Western powers made a move in the Middle East, Russia would respond. Russia is going to respond. Now you have talk, or you have, according to Larry Johnson, U.S. and U.K. warships headed to the Mediterranean. the assassination of Hania is huge, big, major. This could be, and I'll say something before I say how huge this is. Israel, in my view, I come from a position of a prophecy in the Psalms, Psalm 83. To understand my view, I have to present it to you this way, and hopefully you'll see what is happening in this war with Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, other terrorist groups. Israel is commanded in Psalm 83 to destroy all of the threats to Israel within Israel, in Gaza, the West Bank, Western, I think in the Jerusalem area, and in the region. I think Israel has been, you might say, trotting at a slow trot, and now they're beginning to gallop. And this is exactly what is presented in the prophecy in Psalm 83. They begin fairly slowly. They get their balance. Then they go to a gallop. And then they go to a run. What is the next step after a gallop with the horse? They're in a full run. This assassination of Hania, now Israel is going to go full speed ahead because Israel has the momentum. Netanyahu is not going to be interfered with anymore. And Netanyahu, he has been waiting for this event. When this is the killing of these 12 children took place, that changed everything with the IDF. And you see the fruit of it. Hania, the head of Hezbollah, I'm sorry, of Hamas, being assassinated. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Okay. Coming back to Honey-A. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. I host it Monday through Friday. Podcasts for both hours will be on 1360KHNC.com, the radio station. I'm on the internet radio. In studio, the same in the studio, you have Studio A, Studio B. Radio station and internet radio, I'm transmitting from Studio B. So Larry Johnson goes on to say that the situation has escalated tensions in the region beyond what they were, even after the attack on the Iranian consul in April in Beirut, which was a major operation of Israel. Responding to that attack, Iran sent a very clear message to Israel that in the future, any further provocations would be met with force. And now Hezbollah and Iran have incited to respond, and Israel is calculating that it can withstand the blows. This is extremely dangerous. This attack on Hania was so blatant, I don't think there will be any restraint on the part of Iran or Hezbollah. I think that this may, in fact, have been crossing the red line. It's extremely worrisome because this has the hallmarks of being able to spin out of control. And it's where, and it is, we're now in a situation of wait and see. Hania was attending the inauguration of the new Iranian president, Mossad Pezeshkian. And remember, the former Iranian president, I forgot his name, about a month ago, died in a helicopter wreck. He'd been visiting the president of Azerbaijan and the mountains. It was in the still, it might have been 2 months ago. There was still snow in that area. And he got the flu, the helicopter flu. And they believe it was a Mossad operation. Now, in Psalm 83, there's kind of a, I don't know if you want to call it a curve. I guess you could say a curve. Where Israel would be bogged down on ground operations in Gaza. But eventually, according to the Psalm, Lebanon would be part of the war. And that has taken place through Hezbollah. Then, another, according to Psalm 83, there would be tensions not just in the Gaza with the Arabs, but in the West Bank with the Arabs via aka PLO. That has begun to escalate. Then there would be, according to Psalm 83, a little conflict in Syria, which definitely has taken place. Israel has been going into not just the airfield in Aleppo, but has targeted high officials in Beirut. Beirut too, yes. In Beirut, in Lebanon, which there was another attack 2-3 days ago in Beirut. And then in Damascus, there have been assassinations of leaders in Damascus. Now, with Hania being assassinated, about 3 months ago, his two boys, there were three family members, two boys, I forget the third individual, there was the assassination of the his children. About a month ago, there was one of his wives, or his wife, and grandchildren were also they died, but they were with another Hamas leader. I'm trying to remember all these parts. Moving parts. So pretty much his lineage has been taken out. His sons, I think an uncle or a brother, a wife, grandchildren, and now the leader of the pack, the Hamas, he's supposed to be a negotiator. He has done nothing in negotiations to bring any type of resolve and end to the Gaza conflict. The Gazans, or the Arabs in Gaza, have been protesting openly, complaining that these men live in luxury, that they drive, you know, Toyotas, they drive Jeeps, they have the best of everything, even in the Gaza Strip. And the people in Gaza want these people, quoting a lady, "We want these leaders to make their home in hell. We want them to live in hell." The world, the Hamas News Network, is not telling the world what the people in the Gaza Strip really think about Hamas, about Hezbollah, about their leaders, about the suffering. These people don't suffer. The leaders, they're distant. This guy was in Tehran. He knows not to leave Iran. He knows not to go to Syria. He knows not to ever even consider flying to Lebanon. So he was in Qatar, and less than a month ago, Qatar, the nation, they told him, Hania, you need to leave. You need to get out, because Israel will hit you even in Qatar, and we don't want war with Israel at this point. So you better leave. So he takes the first fast plane to Iran and ends up in Tehran. And now he is going to be buried tomorrow. So, in Psalm 83, the curve is, you might say, a gradual escalation to war, but there it comes a point in that psalm where the nation of Jordan has the brakes on, is pedal, the foot on the brake, and the brake pedal to the floor. Jordan doesn't want to get involved. Well, this may be the trigger. And very shortly, Jordan is going to begin to attack Israel from the east. Israel is winning the war in Gaza, is winning the war in Lebanon. This earlier in the week, there was a call for Israel to restrain and to be level-headed and not attack anything in Beirut. Well, not only did they go in and assassinate another Hezbollah operative, but they targeted some munition dumps. Israel, the people that call for Israel to, you know, don't respond, just be calm, take a sedative. Psalm 83 says God has commanded Israel to take out these enemies of Israel, because God has future plans for the region, for the children of Israel, and for the world. And while the America, and no matter what and who America sends to work with Israel in diplomatic strategies for the region, Israel's not going to listen to them. Netanyahu's not going to listen to them. He's not to listen to them. According to the prophecy in Psalm 83, Israel has to remain focused, single-minded, on eliminating any terrorist threat within the nation and in the surrounding area. Exactly what Netanyahu's doing. There's not going to be any, Israel's not going to take the counsel of anybody in this administration that is going to ask Israel to just back down a little bit, scale it down. No. God says they're to scale it up. They are to increase. They are to full speed ahead. Everybody else is saying, trying to put a hook or trying to put ropes or chains on Israel to slow Israel down. Israel's not going to slow down. Israel now is going to... This was a great victory for Israel today. Israel is going to up the... is going to escalate. Israel is going to cause the escalation. Israel is going to push to the point where these terrorists must respond. Once they respond, Israel will remove them. It's easier to turn somebody that's... How do they phrase that? When somebody's standing still, it's hard to move them. But once they're in motion, like in a football field, it's hard to generally stop somebody that's stationary or to cause them to fall. But if they're moving, you can hit them low and they will fall right away. Israel is moving, and these nations in Syria, these Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, the Houthis, casualties are going to amount like you cannot believe. And was the United States, did we know about it? Nothing happens in the world without the U.S. knowing about it. Nothing happens. We knew about it. Is there anything we could do to stop Israel to change their mind? No. But we knew it was coming. And then there's another article I want to read from, and the response of Iran Foreign Ministry accused the U.S. of being complicit in the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh. Washington has been a supporter and accomplice of the Zionist regime in the continuation of the occupation and genocide of Palestine, of the Palestinians. There are no Palestinians. It is not a genocide. It is a war. It is not an occupation. It's a war. I'll be right back. The present truth.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or Scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Weekdays 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com podcasts, 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, first hour is played on AM 1360 out of Johnstown, Colorado. First hour of the podcast is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Now, you can't turn a ship if it's not moving. That's what I wanted to say. You get the ship moving, then you can steer it. Israel has been, you might say, moving, but now that the ship is moving, Israel, like I had stated 2 years ago, because I'd read it in the Bible. When this war in the Middle East begins with Psalm 83, initially it'll start off in a gradual conflict, increasing day by day, month by month. Then it's going to take an up. The curve will be at a much greater rate. Now you're going to see Israel respond militarily like never before. She's taken out the leaders, proven to Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, Iran, Syria, the Russians, that Israel is capable of the impossible. It's impossible for Israel to win a war in that whole region. It's impossible for Israel to deal with the terrorists within the nation, within the boundaries of the state, of the country. Now you're going to see what is, you're going to see what is impossible become possible. Now the war is going to go to a new level. And with each day, Israel now is in the sprint to the finish. It's not going to be long. Jordan, when Jordan gets involved, you're going to be looking at the kind of the end, the fourth quarter, so to speak. Damascus is going to be a target. And then this conflict in the Middle East is going to end. Israel is going to completely neutralize the operations of Hamas in Gaza. The people of Lebanon, they're going to be rid of the terrorists in Syria. Everything that Iran does to support the Hezbollah and Hamas through Syria, all of their ammunition depots, sites, are going to be destroyed. Damascus is going to be destroyed. Israel is going to win the victories and the battles in present-day Jordan, or in the Jordan, in the nation of Jordan, and Israel is going to take over the whole country. When Israel takes over present-day Jordan, then the world is going to realize the punishment of all of the family members and nations that have afflicted Israel for 3,700 years, the punishment to all of these peoples and the nations and the family members has been complete. The whole world will see it. The only way to view it is punishment of God, which he promised through all of his prophets. These nations have continually caused hardship to the children of Israel, the Jewish people, and openly God is going to punish these peoples, families, and nations. God waited till 2023, 2024, because of real-time news, real-time reporting. The whole world can see it and view it, that God's prophecies in the Bible have been fulfilled. Then, a new prophecy, which I'm going to begin to talk about in the future. Russia and Iran, other nations north of Israel, north of Iran, Turkey, probably even forces out of Ukraine. I did say Turkey. A nation or two in the old Soviet bloc are going to attack Israel. They're going to come into the Middle East. Russia's going to be destroyed with all the armies, with all the nations that Israel, that Russia comes with to destroy Israel in the nation of Jordan. Ethiopia and Libya from the south. And by next summer, this war will take place. And Israel is going to, really, for the most part, Israel will not be involved in that battle. Israel is going to barely have an economy to just exist. And Israel is going to be, you might say, picking up the pieces, trying to rebuild. And Russia's coming. God is going to show the world what's going to happen in the decade before he comes. And part of the, one of the main signs is the Gaza War, which began last year in October. That has to take place in the 10-year period before Christ returns a second time. And that war is about not quite a year long, about a year long, I think, the Gaza war. So it's going to be concluded. Israel now has a momentum and is going to and will must finish this war and punish the terrorists and the nations quickly. The Swiss foreign minister says that this increases the risk of a very serious escalation. They're telling you the truth. The attack is obviously in line with Israel's strategy to eliminate Hamas leaders. Absolutely. Iranian government raised the red flag of revenge over the Jamkaran Mosque in the city of Qom following the assassination of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. So all these nations are saying, this is big. This is huge. This is major. These nations that I'm reading are telling you exactly what's happening.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
All right, so the Iranian government has raised the red flag of revenge. And there was a video showing the raising of the flag. It was filmed by an Iranian TV channel. This means unjustly spilled blood, and this means a call to revenge, to avenge a murdered person in Shiite culture. The raising of the flag means that war. Then the United States Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has said Washington was not aware of the planned assassination of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh and was not involved in his killing. Blinken stressed the importance of achieving a ceasefire in the Gaza conflict, stating that it is vitally important to help the end suffering of the Palestinians in Gaza. Number one, they're not Palestinians. They're Arabs. Number two, the suffering is being caused by Hamas, not Israel. Israel is defending itself. Number three, the Gaza Strip is Israel's by birthright land. Then Iraq spoke out against the assassination of Hamas, describing it as an aggressive operation, a flagrant violation of international laws and threats to the regional security and stability. Egypt strongly condemned the murder of Ismail Haniyeh, calling it a dangerous escalation which threatens large-scale confrontations in the region. And this is exactly what Psalm 83 says is going to happen. Israel, you might say, has been careful in its operations, in a sense, kind of not dragging its feet, but being reluctant to just move too quickly. This assassination of Haniyeh is God's way of telling Israel, go, get your foot off the brake, hit the accelerator, finish this campaign against your enemies in Psalm 83. It's time, end it. America won't interfere, NATO won't interfere. The Arab nations won't interfere. No one's going to interfere with your future military operations. The war must come to an end. Like it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time for all things under heaven, a time for peace, a time for war. The world has just entered into the decade of war. And at the end of these wars will be Armageddon. And there will be, a lot of smoke in the air. There will be no peace from here to Armageddon. There won't be any peace. If you're optimistic, if the leaders of the world are optimistic, we can negotiate and we can bring about an end to the wars. No, they can't. They will not stop the wars. No negotiating, no treaties, no timeouts. We are in the decade of war. America's going to begin drafting the young men next year. We're in the decade of war. The world's not ready for it. Ready or not, here it comes. Christ has been warning, and the apostles and the prophets of Israel have been warning the world that there would come a time before Christ comes to punish the nations for their evil. 6,000 years of mankind's history, and then there would be a 1,000-year peace, kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. We're almost to that juncture. But before the thousand-year millennial kingdom and peace upon the earth, there will be a decade of war that will just escalate, and the curve goes up, not down. We're in the final 10 years, and I'll say this quickly. Israel has to hustle. They have to hustle. They have to move. They have to go quickly, because Obama is coming back to power, and when he comes back to power, he's going to want to interfere with Israel's plans to protect herself. Israel's got to move before he returns to power. So in the next 2 months, we're going to see what is impossible. It's little David against Goliath. Goliath meaning being all of the terrorist groups. David is going to put a stone in the forehead of Goliath and then cut Goliath's head off. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The Present Truth Program, weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcasts on the radio station site, 1360KHNC.com for both hours. on the America's Freedom Network site. The first hour is archived and podcast, archived in the podcast section. And then Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, we play the first hour of the Present Truth program, which is this hour, on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Israel has to hustle. Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm trying to fill a lot in 2 minutes. Netanyahu must hustle. The ship is moving. He has to steer it out into deep waters and escalate the campaign that God says Israel is to, the war that Israel is to fight, a campaign to eliminate the threat, the adversaries within the nation of Israel, and the enemies without, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, southern Jordan, and Egypt, if they interfere, quickly. They're going to do it. They have to take out the brain center of the terrorist groups, Damascus. Obama is coming back. Netanyahu has to finish this campaign before Obama's returns to power. I know that you're wondering what I'm thinking about. In the scripture, America is not to interfere with this Psalm 83 prophecy. When it's done, then the UN and America can begin to interfere with politics within Israel. And one of the first things the coming administration wants to do and will do is relieve Benjamin Netanyahu from power. Benjamin Netanyahu's time as prime minister is at its conclusion. I don't know into next year, but eventually the political, what happens in Israel as far as the government is going to change. I think they're going to leave a prime minister form a government. But for now, Netanyahu and Israel is going to escalate and win this conflict. The present truth, that is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll be back with the second hour in a few minutes.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac